There's a story that's told of a young doctor who was setting up his first office. His secretary told him there was a man to see him. The doctor, wanting to make a good first impression, thinking he was successful and very busy, told his secretary to show the man in. At that moment, the doctor picked up the phone and pretended to be having a conversation with the patient. The man was to wait until the conversation was over. Doctor put down the phone and said, "Can I help you?" The man replied, "No, I'm just here to connect your telephone." What do our first impressions convey about us to others? This is our last Sunday of exploring together the series we've been in about second chances, sin, repentance, and redemption. We've looked at how we need sin for our hope, how each and every one of us deserves a second chance, and how we have the opportunity to turn around and try again. We conclude today with a second chance for a first impression. In our gospel lesson, we see Jesus illuminated and transfigured right before the eyes of the disciples. Now, this was by no means the first time that Jesus had surprised the disciples. He has a habit of doing that to disciples long ago and disciples today. However, in this surprise, they heard the voice of God. They heard God bringing blessing for Jesus and for all, as God instructs them, "This is my beloved. Listen to this one." It's in surprise and in confusion, with, can't you imagine, shushing and hushing as they move from the Jesus they've experienced with healings and teachings, and trying to figure out, were their first impressions of Jesus exactly what they thought they were? Who is this man who walks among us but seems to be completely different? Who is this Jesus that God claims as God's own beloved? It was Will Rogers, the cowboy actor and humorist at the turn of the previous century, who informed us, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. He made it quippy, but I think most of us already knew that. Each of us has woken up on the wrong side of the bed once or twice and said things maybe we wish we hadn't said. Each of us, I think, could tell stories, I'm thinking of high school particularly, but throughout life, in which we wanted to impress someone with being cool and calm and collected, and just fell right over ourselves with words that came out unintended and things often tripping we didn't mean to do. Our first impressions are not often the best of us. First impressions find us hiding parts of ourselves that we think others might find undesirable. We make those snap judgments that don't capture the fullness of who we are or who others are. We only see the woman who cuts us off in the grocery store as angry. We don't see a frightened mother who has no answers for a new diagnosis for her child. We see an angry man yelling on a telephone, not a friend, advocating for justice for neighbors who've been bullied and abused by hurtful practices. First impressions, snap judgments, don't always give us the fullest picture of character and of relationship. We need a chance, you and I, to reevaluate one another, a second chance for a first impression. And it's not just a big eraser in the sky that makes it all better. Our opportunities for a second chance at a first impression with God is the actions that we take based on that same Jesus who was illuminated and transfigured, who brings us into reconciliation with God and with one another. A place where new life is not only possible, but is primary as the way through which God moves in us. New life as we move from pointing out failings to seeing where God is going to redeem brokenness around us. Our God is a God of second chances. Hold up, hang on. Not so fast, your life ain't over yet. See, we're here to tell you all about a forgiveness that you can get. You see, God's got a mercy. Do you remember that VeggieTale? Anyone remember what VeggieTale it was? Jonah, 2 points. 2 points all around. Heard it a couple of places. God's grace in salvation is the second chance for a first impression. For each and every one of us who've messed up but good, for each and every one of us who is still beating ourselves up over the actions of years ago, the mistakes of the past, the impressions we wish we could redo and undo. For each and every one of us who needs a second chance to make a first impression. The prophet Isaiah speaks to the people of Israel who have messed up time and time again. The prophet Isaiah speaks to the people who've been oppressed and downtrodden. He speaks to the people who never quite got it figured out in a new land, where others are calling the shots and the Israelites are not exactly sure how to insert and assert themselves in the faith they've always known. The prophet Isaiah reminds the people and these people that we are God's people, speaking to us today, that we are God's beloved, that we are the very ones whom God will walk through the waters with and through the flames. As we've talked about sin over the last couple of weeks, we've used the image of missing the mark, as in archery, as in pulling back the bow and not hitting the center. Barbara Brown Taylor extends the metaphor of missing the mark to include the sewing needle as well. She suggests that by the grace of God, she, Barbara Brown Taylor, has been mended, and God is calling her to be a mender as well. She says this, day by day, our job is to hunt the places where the world is ripped and bent over from damage that we've done. Every good deed, every kind word, every act of justice and compassion tugs those torn edges closer together. The truer our aim, the smaller our stitches, the longer that patch will hold. She goes on to say, we've made plenty of rips ourselves, and some of the worst ones show the evidence of being mended again and again. But this shouldn't discourage us. Mending is how we continue to be mended, and we shouldn't trade that good work in for anything. God has already, my friends, given us a second chance at a first impression. God has already given us the gifts of grace and reconciliation. God is already working ahead of us to make sure our blunders are mended in the fabric of our lives. Our second chances aren't just to assuage our uncomfortabilities of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time or tripping over our feet. Our second chances are God redeeming us and calling us by name. Our second chances are God's illuminating love so that we can light up the world for others. Our second chances are our very redemption and one another's hope for how the kingdom of heaven comes here on earth. My friends, this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.